USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal appeals court has overturned the death sentence of the convicted Boston bomber and ordered a new trial for the penalty phase. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast. The governor telling residents,
"While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, and we certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts to the state of Florida, even if the storm remains off our shore."
The governor also reminding residents,
"So please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine."
Wall Street ending the week on an up note with the Dow closing up 114 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With a report on how our money was coming and going in June, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Americans' personal income falling a little more than expected in June, but personal spending took a slightly bigger jump than analysts had predicted. Personal income fell by 1.1% last month, when experts had forecast a 0.3% drop. Meanwhile, personal spending increased 5.6% when the analysts were expecting a 5.3% rise. People spent the most money on clothing and shoes, health care, and food services. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made 4 different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows also adding that Democrats left town without making any counteroffers to their proposals as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci and other members of the Coronavirus Task Force team were testifying before the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Dr. Fauci was asked by Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio how much protests spread the virus.
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
Should government limit the protesting?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, over another, practicing your faith?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.